You're tuned to the all-new Mitch Hank Show webcast. Mitch will be on at 6 past the hour. In the meantime, here's some great music, handpicked just by Mitch.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts on MadisonTalks.com are those of the host. That's why we do it. Give us a call, 608-210-1667. Thanks for listening.
Tom Caputo is a Madison icon in real estate and tax and financial advisement, as well as an author of several self-help books. Today he talks about a book on the life of his father, Carlo Caputo, The Phantom Don, and about his own life as a mafia son. Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Tom Caputo.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
yes, hello, listeners. The topic today is self-employment. I feel very strongly about people need today to be self-employed in some fashion, at least on a part-time basis. And I want to talk expansively about that. But first, I have to introduce myself to you so you know why I am a so-called expert on this subject. I've been the publicist of Capital Press Publishing House for 20 years. It's a Madison-based self-publishing company. And we started out doing business books, self-employment guides. But we do conspiracy theory books. We do self-improvement books. We do novels. We do biographies. We do everything. But the hottest product in our company is our self-employment guides, which I have 22 of them. And what they are 22 different concepts that a person could take. And they're designed to be at home, low risk, and low cost. What I mean by at home is you start out at home to keep your overhead down. Low risk, I'll explain why in a bit, and low cost, $500 to get started. And I designed these books for two reasons. One, I'm very experienced in, I've done all 22 of these concepts, just to give you an idea on the, how to be a loan broker, how to be a property manager, how to be a tax man, how to be a consultant. Which, you know, a lot of people write books about that, but they're not like ours. Ours are step-by-step guides. So we give you 25 steps. You do 1 through 25, and you keep doing it over and over again. If you don't make it, I give you money back for the book. Try that with another publishing company. That's how confident we are that our guides teach people how to be self-employed. But today, I'll just briefly go through the concepts, and then I want to talk about self-employment as the myths and misconceptions, because there is a lot of them out there. I have easy guides. I have difficult guides. My easiest guide is foreclosure consultant. Help people save their homes from foreclosure. Second easiest is to be a debt mediator. Lower people's unsecured debt. It goes on and on. We have a concept on career counseling, business opportunity counseling, how to do a restaurant, bar, and nightclub. Of course, I got all kinds of real estate, how to flip houses, how to make a mint with commercial real estate. And of course, if you're a night owl, you'll see the real estate gurus. They want $10,000 to show you how to flip homes, foreclosures, or beat up houses, make a lot of money. But they take your $10,000, they give you a buffet, and then they don't call you until you make money on one, and then they want 50%. Well, we don't do business that way. It costs you $30 to do it our way, plus a training program, which I'll get into. And I have offshore investing guides. I have how to start a dance employment agency. All kinds. They're all professional, and they're all designed to to put a little office in your home. In the morning, you don't even have to get dressed. You just do your thing. In the afternoon, you get dressed. You go out and they look for business. And of course, the books, guides are designed to show you how to market. Because without marketing, you got nothing. And we have ways where you get customers because they're time tested. For example, with foreclosure consulting, the way you get all the customers you want is by offering a $500 fee, returnable if you're unsuccessful. Well, first of all, you'll only be unsuccessful 5% of the time. And they can't say no because their lawyer is going to charge them $5,000. And they need you. If they want the house, you save it. And we show you how to do it. You call the banks, you argue with them, and they don't want them. They don't want the houses. They say they do, but they lie like rugs. They're going to lose money, and they know it. If you're trained by Capital Press, you know that. So you make $500 a week, $2,000 a month in 90 days. If you're not, then you're doing something wrong. And we know how to fix that. Each concept has a way to garner clients, because that's the toughest thing in self-employment, is to get the customers. There's an old adage that your friends and your family will wait a year. Mitch could probably contribute to this. They'll wait a year to do business with you, some people, because they want to see if you're going to be around in a year. I mean, it's very frustrating. So you just wait, you hang in there for a year, and then they start coming around. Because people, it's human nature. People see a lot of people starting businesses and not completing them and not hanging in there. So self-employment as a business. First of all, let me say this. I strongly believe, well, let me back up and let me tell you what my three-tier system is. If you bought one of these guides, tier one is to buy a guide for $30. Let's say you're interested in being a career counselor. You buy a $30 manuscript, you do the 25 steps. Now, let's say you're frustrated, you don't have enough clients. So then you have the option of purchasing tier one, which is what we call a business and training and coaching program. So for $500, you get 2 months of telephone help, emails, faxes, and office visits. $1,000 gives you 4 months. And usually I get frustrated enough to come and close your first tenant. Excuse me, your first client. And you just, I just say, just watch what I do. Because not that I'm any smarter than you. It's just that I'm not involved. I have no emotion. I'm Donald Trump. I go out there, I close the client. I don't care if he does or not, if he comes aboard or not. And which brings up another point. It's all volume. You talk to 10 people, you're going to get 8 of them in foreclosure consulting. In tax work, you talk to 10 people, you get 3 of them. It's all different. In real estate, you won't make money on every house. Don't believe these people. But you'll make money on the majority of them. So you got to be like the country singer. Don't count your money till the game's over. At the end of the year, you did 3 houses, you lost 1, but you made so much money on 2 and 3, you don't care about 1. That's what we teach you at Capital Press. Now, there's the third tier. The third tier is a college that I've started a year ago. Of course, I am Dean of Studies, Business Studies. It's a 9-month program. I have no pillared building. I have no party school. I have no teachers. It's a one-on-one coaching and training program. In other words, we do it over the phone, emails, and office visits. 9 months. We study the 22 guides. Then we have other courses, corporate law, business law, real estate law, that kind of courses. That there's no math, no science. At this college, you get an associate's degree for 9 months of study. We don't accept students that aren't committed to starting a business. To get accepted, all you have to do is write a 1,000-word essay saying what kind of business you want to start. You can choose one of our concepts or your own. But in 9 months, let me tell you, you will be ready. Now, not everybody has to spend the money for that. That's $2,500 for the college. But it's monthly payments. If you don't like to show after month 3, just go away. Come back and do the last 9 months some other time or never come back at all. We, at the press and at the college, we sometimes come on like all we're interested in is selling books and earning training fees and tuition fees. That's not true. I have a good analogy. Many of you know this talk show host, a national one called, wouldn't you know, it skipped my mind, but he talks about debt. And he gets people out of debt. And he's very successful. He's syndicated widely. And people that listen to him and go to his college, which is called Financial Freedom College, they call in his show and then they say, well, I paid off $100,000 of debt. Yeah, Dave Ramsey is, Mitch helped me out. Dave Ramsey is his name. And he gets a big kick out of helping people get out of debt because he says that the new status symbol instead of a Mercedes-Benz is a paid off home. And they call in, they count down from 3 and they say, we are out of debt. He gets a big kick out of this. And I get the same kick, my staff and I, we get the same kick at helping people get self-employed because we believe that's what people need. We just get a big kick out of it. And most people buy me a steak dinner eventually because they're amazed at how successful they are. I guess we're on a break, huh? If I got another few seconds or...
We'll be back in a minute.
How am I doing?
It's Tommy's show. I'm just watching Tommy, but he's going to talk more about starting a business and how to help yourself financially and all those things after a short break on MadisonTalks.com.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com, stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
Okay, thank you. Hello again, listeners. My name is Tommy Caputo. My writer's name is Thomas Caputo. I'm based in Madison, and my phone number is 608-279-5257. I'm from the old school. I'm not a spring chicken. I mean, I fax people, I email people, but I don't like it. I like to talk to people, and I like to see people eyeball to eyeball. So you want to call me, talk about a business concept, talk about a book you want to write, talk about self-publishing, I'd be glad to visit with you. So also there's a number, 608, at the studio here, 608-210-1667. But you can call my cell, the number I gave you, and I'll have fun talking about what we do at Capital Press and the College of Small Business Development, which I'm pretty proud of because, you know, the one-year college is the new academic forte. I see so many people go to a four-year or two-year institution and owe $50,000 in student loans when they graduate and not be insured that they will receive a job-enriching job in their field of study. Now, that there's something wrong with that. I'll tell you why it's happening. It's because the universities today are interested in getting money from the legislature and getting their tenured professors to write books, to jump up in the rankings. And when it comes to placement of the graduates, they're weak. I know it's a bad job market, but you don't have that with a one-year business college because you are focused on what you're going to do before when you walk in the door. On month one, you know, I'm going to start a business. I don't have to interview anybody. I learn what I got to learn. I got a training and coaching program to fall upon, and as many as I want, every time I want to spend $500. I got no excuse not to make it. Now, why is self-employment so important? Again, I am very biased, but we do a lot of research at the college, and we have determined that there is no job security. You know this. Not anymore. Nobody wants you for 50 years. You don't get a gold watch. It's an international thing going on now. First, there's professional people. Let's say you're an IT guy. You make $40,000 a year. Eventually, they're going to get a guy from India who's legal. Legal immigrant that's going to work for $20,000. and they'll say to you, thanks for your service. We'd like you to train this gentleman from India. And you say, what happened with him? He's taking my job. And they say, well, you train him or you don't get your going away severance pay. That's what's going on with professionals. So you're going to see more and more of it because it's a small world now. And companies are looking for workers. They don't care where they get them. Now, if you're a factory worker, factories are closing everywhere. And they're being replaced by robots, automated machinery, and illegal immigrants. Number three, low-skilled workers. They're being replaced by automated machinery and illegal immigrants. You see it all the time. They're down to 28 hours now. They have to do two jobs. It's a joke. Now, not only is the pay low, these jobs are not what you call job enriching. And, they don't, you know, there's very little advancement. And then there's a fourth category. There's the people that you see that you don't want to talk about. I call them the down and outs. They're not looking for a job anymore. A lot of them abuse alcohol and drugs. They're frustrated. They're lost. They're angry. They can't find work. They can't even do a urine test in the interview because they have lost all confidence that they can be employed in something that gets them up in the morning. So that's my view of the employment market today, and it's going to get worse. All right, you can agree with that or you can disagree, but you'll look around and see some examples. In the meantime, I suggest that you buy one of my manuscripts called The Myths and Misconceptions of Small Business. It talks about what's really going on. For example, it's $30 plus shipping and handling taxes. It talks about the old adage that you need money to go in business. It's ridiculous. Not the way we do it. You need $500 and a desk. You got that. You got a computer. You got a car. You got a cell phone. Bang. Your computer's got a copy machine application and a fax application. What do you need? Nothing. What you need is drive and somebody to teach you how to do what you choose to do. That's all you need. Cash is not necessary. Be nice to have cash. We have concepts that require $5,000 and $10,000 to really get started. But you do that later. You start out with the $500 ones. Then you say, I'm going to try that one where I need $10,000 because I made $10,000 on this first business. And pretty soon you can handle any concept the capital press throws at you because you become a entrepreneur. I know that French name is over. Used. What does it mean? It means somebody that knows what the hell they're doing. It's got experience. That knows how to make money as a self-employed individual. You can make a lot of money in many ways. You can buy cars and flip them. And I say, well, then become do an auto company. You know, do a used car lot. Just don't do 3 a year. Do 100 a year. So there's plenty of ways to make money. But to do it, and buy that auto sales corner lot and make a payroll and hang in there, that's an entrepreneur. You're not an entrepreneur if you buy 3 cars a year and you make $1,000 on each car. You're just a guy who's got a hobby. There's a big difference. Entrepreneurs are money-driven. Oh, they're not super overly materialistic. They just say, if I'm going to work this hard, I'm going to make money. But what my real goal is to get up in the morning and jump out of bed. I can't wait to get to work. I can't wait to do what I do, what everybody told me I couldn't do. That's the key to self-employment. Now, the second myth is 90% of small businesses fail in the first year. That's true. But it's not because they failed. It's because many of them are undercapitalized. They didn't even have, they borrowed the $500 to get started or $10,000, or they spent too much money on remodeling and marketing and don't know what to, they don't have a coach. They don't have a business coach like we supply. Or they just decide that they didn't make enough to make it worthwhile. And probably 50% could survive the first year. But that's without us. Remember our three-tier system. A step-by-step guide. Number two, a training and coaching program. Number three, for those that want to go further, a 9-month associate degree program in the development, management, implementation of a small business. Now, we go on and on with the myths and misconceptions that it's that you got to have work experience. Ridiculous. You have to have college or some kind of education. Ridiculous. I'll tell you what you got to have. And I talk about this in every one of my self-employment guides. That's what I call them. Self-employment guides. How to form a property management company that works. Don't form it for kicks. You form it because you want $4,000 a month. And you want to work 6 days a week when you feel like it. That's why you do it. Now, so the three-tier system is always there for you. The misconception of failure is wrong. Why people don't make it in self-employment is because, in every one of my texts I say, you have to develop what I call traits and attributes. Now, you may have these traits and attributes. Discipline is number one. You may be very disciplined, but you got to sharpen it. You got to become Mr. Discipline, Mrs. Discipline. Without discipline, forget even thinking about it. How about patience? That's my problem. How about perseverance, hanging in there? How about direction? How about goal orientation? You set a goal, and you make the goal, and a lot of people quit. They stop. Well, no, you set another goal. That's what goal orientation is. You always set another goal. That goal is higher. So there's other attributes. Work ethic. You're going to work like a dog. You're going to lose friends. Your family's going to get mad at you for not spending enough time with them. But you say, look, I know what I'm doing. I have a business coach. I have a guide. I can go to a 9-month college if I want. I have a program, and it's not costing any money. So go away. In a year, I'll have plenty of time to visit with you, to socialize with you. For now, I live for this business. I get up every morning, I jump out of bed, I get a new customer, I make a couple $100, and I'm proud of myself. That's what I want. That's drive. You got to have drive. That's the second most important attribute. The first one is discipline, then drive, then patience, then perseverance, then work ethic. Work ethic. You got to be a worker. If you're not a worker, forget it. I mean, I talk to doctors who don't want to be doctors anymore. They're interested. I talk to people who live in their mom's basement. I mean, I talk to everybody I talk to wants to be self-employed, but they have no clue on how to do it. They've been told that they will fail, and they believe it, and they're scared. Well, there's no reason to be scared with Capital Press, because sure, we publish books to make money, but we're a training college also. And that I would never, 40 years ago, I started an accounting and tax firm, and I bought a half a box. I asked the guy if he had a half a box of paper clips. He says, why do you want a half a box? Because I don't know if I'm going to make it. Box of paper clips will last me 5 years. You got half a box? I was just being funny with the guy. Point is, you're scared to death when you start a business. But not if you're trained. Not if you have a coach. Not if you have a guide. You just go back to the guide. It's all in there. I know what to put in a guide. I know, as an author, what you're going to ask. Why can't I close this customer? Why, if I'm an accountant and tax guy, which is a great business, takes a couple thousand to start. The only problem with it takes a year to develop, but the rewards are phenomenal. Just like the offshore business. That's the only other one that costs a lot of money. That costs 10 grand to get, but you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars and fly to paradises all over the world, take clients to tropical islands where they bank and buy real estate and do whatever. It's all legal, bank legally, start a bank, buy an ocean lot. It's a lot of fun. That's one of my sidelines. I like to do that. And I would do it for free, but they expect to pay $5,000 for 3 days, two countries, or $10,000 fee for five countries, 1 week. And But you got your costs. You got to advertise in the Wall Street Journal. It's all, I got it all in a book. Shows you how to do it. It's not for people who got kids or commitments. It's for people that want something that moves them. And what better to move you than a business? Let me jump over to one of my self-improvement books. It's called How to Beat Mild Depression with One Simple Formula. You know what that simple formula is? It's three-part. One, you're not mild. Admit you're not mildly depressed. I went through this. I went to Barnes & Noble and read all the psychology books. They made me crazier. So I always wandered off to the business area, read everything they made, and I decided it was all junk. So I started writing. I would buy how to get in business books. They were general. So I said, I'm going to write a specific one. Because if a reader comes to me and says, this isn't specific enough, you just take the general format and just do one for a restaurant and then change it for this and change. No. We don't do that. We are specific. The word is specific. When you get done with the guide, you have no questions until you get started. And then you have questions because new things came up, like how to handle rebuttals with clients. I missed that. I was going to talk about the rebuttal. Let's say you're an accountant, and you call me up and you say, I keep running these people who say they don't need an accountant. And you say, and I say, here's what you tell them. You got to learn rebuttals, how to handle fastballs, curves. He's giving you a spitball. He knows he needs an accountant. You got to tell him what's cooking. These are smart business people, by the way, but he's playing with you. So you tell him, look, there's three reasons why you need me. Number one, I'm cheaper than a CPA. You can't afford, unless you got an oil well in Bermuda, why are you using a CPA? I can do your books for a third of what you're paying that guy. Number two, embezzlement. Right now you probably got your gal and your office manager gal writing checks. There's no internal control. You don't sign them. She can write herself checks. We tell you each month, our accounting office, what your bank checking statement really says. We tell you, add 1,000, subtract 1,000. Add 100,000 or subtract 100,000. Well, why? Because your office girl put in the check ledger that she wrote a check for 50,000 when it was really 150,000. So you're short 100,000. Well, how'd you find that? Because it's what we do. That's what you're paying for. And you nab her right away. Get the 100 back before she takes it to the casino. Internal control is terrible in businesses. Accountants can fix that. The third reason, you need me, I'll keep you out of trouble with the IRS. Do you like that idea? Well, they're not going to come around with me. I know how. I know where the computer tags you. And fourth, we know your business. We'll get to know your business. You want to start a second location? You want to buy another business? You take me along to your banker. I'll get the loan for you. Because he's going to be very impressed. You have a financial consultant. So each business concept has these ways that you rebut people, potential clients who tell you that they don't need you. Foreclosure consultant, well, you need me because you're going to lose your home. Debt reduction, you need me because you don't have the money to pay your debts. It goes on and on and on. Offshore, I'll get a gynecologist who are sued the most of all doctors, and they're paying $200,000 in malpractice insurance, and I take them down somewhere where they legally put half of they're worth $4 million, and they put $2 million in a bank account, which is perfectly legal, as long as they report the interest income, which I require in my program. But nobody knows where it is. So they go back to the insurance company, and they say, look, I was paying $100,000 a year in insurance. Now I want to pay $50,000. Why? Because I'm not worth $4 million. I'm worth $2 million. That's what we do. And I get people that just want to go away. They want a new identity. It's all legal. It's all fun. I get a lot of retirees. But they want to go to a place that's pro-American, that has a super low cost of income, because they get a monthly Social Security check. That's it. But they live like kings and queens, because I know where to take them. I don't take them to the Caribbean. It's too expensive. I take them to Central America, Belize, Nicaragua, et cetera, et cetera. You can tell that's my favorite, but it's the hardest. It's the most difficult because you really got to know what you're talking about. And you got to spend a little money to travel to these international tax centers and retirement paradises so you can advise people what to do. If they do it on their own, they're going to get screwed. Screw the gringo. Because they don't know what they're doing. You know what you're doing. You have counselors, you have attorneys, you have barristers, you have incorporation people that you know and trust, and you refer them to your client. All right. The other concepts are much, much easier. You just sit in your home, work your computer. In 60 days, you'll make $1,000 a month. In 9 months, in 90 days, you'll make $2,000. In 6 months, you'll make $4,000 a month. If you don't, I'll buy you a steak dinner. That's my promise. He wants me to wind up here. So the first step is to buy that myths and misconceptions of small business. First of all, get the idea that it's doable. I love people who say it isn't. I love that. The St. Thomas Aquinas, doomsayers. They're jealous because they ain't got two quarters to rub together. They don't have the guts to do it. With our program, you got guts because you have support. So I guess that's it.
No, just I'll jump in, Tommy. I've been listening, learning a lot here. More on starting a business and destroying those myths and say, yes, you can do it. Coming with Tommy Caputo on MadisonTalks.com.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com, stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
Okay, back again. Thank you for listening. I want to talk another minute on Capital Press Publishing House. If you know somebody that wants to have their book written about their concept, let's say you got a realtor friend who's doing very well and he wants a book written about how he started in the real estate market and why he's so successful, I will write that book. He can own it or I can own it. There's lots of ways to do it. What's neat about it is when he goes to a potential client, he doesn't give him a business card or a brochure. He gives him a book. And the book says that he is the man in the real estate housing field. And what would you do if a guy came up to you and said, I want to do business with you. Here's this book that says I'm the expert in this field and I'm affordable. Are you going to go with him? So you want to give me referrals? I'm offering a somewhat generous referral fee for people who want to do that. We also self-publish books, but I'm not really that interested in that. I like to sell books. I'm a bookseller. And I'll tell you what, I got Barnes & Noble's beat because I'm so specific. Barnes and Noble's is great. I used to live there. But they're not specific. They're general. You know, back to my little story about when I was how to beat mild depression. One, step one. admit that you're not mildly depressed. You're actually bored out of your mind. You don't have a job that you like. You don't have a job at all, et cetera, et cetera. You're just bored. So you seem depressed, stagnant, unhappy, unsocial. You're bored out of your mind. So step two is, how do you beat the boredom? And the answer is self-employment. Because once you become self-employed, you'll never, ever be bored again. You know why? Because you're making money. And when you make money, how many people you know making money that are bored? None. I've never met one. They just make more money. I mean, some of them turn into materialistic pigs. But you don't have to go that route. You just enjoy your work. You find it job enriching. And that's the simple cure for mild depression, told by a businessman, not a psychologist. And I got another self-employment book I have is How to Control Excessive Alcohol and Drug Abuse. That's very good. And I wrote that book about mild depression because I remember I came home from Barnes & Noble's because I used to live there. I read it. I skimmed every book in the place. I felt so guilty I'd buy one once in a while. And I got home one Sunday at 6 o'clock when they closed. I used to be at the 9 o'clock in the morning. I'd be knocking on the door for a cup of coffee. I was like an addict. And all I did was get goofy. So I quit that and started writing books, got more into real estate. What happened is my wife told me to go to Las Vegas. I says, why? Because you always were better when you get back. So I did. I went all by myself, too late to get my buddies to go. And I was watching this tavern. It was very busy. I went over, had a glass of beer, and then I got on a plane. I says, you know, I think I'll buy a tavern. I did in 2 weeks, bought a tavern. Never looked back. Never was bored again. Depressed? Hell no. The people that were trying to help me were depressing me with this, do this, do that, and you're screwed up, and or you're a drunk, or you're an alcoholic, or you're a drug abuser. That's what you get when you go to these drug schools. My book says, just control it. Become a social drinker. Become a recreational drug user if you insist on doing drugs. And so that's how we write. Capital Press writes books that aren't written. The College of Small Business Development teaches what isn't taught. That's our motto. And we're proud of it. We're still a small company. I have 55 publications for sale, and I've written 52. I'm crazy. I just keep writing books. I'm nuts. But that's what I like to do. And each book I write gets better. Right now I'm writing Ronald Reagan. I call it Actor, Cowboy, President. Why was he so revered? I wrote a biography on Frank Lloyd Wright, why he was such a jerk, but way ahead of his times. I write stuff that isn't written. And I like it. I don't care if it sells. Don't care at all. I care if my business book sells because I so strongly believe in the concept, without being repetitive, that everybody should be at least part-time employed. In other words, buy a self-employment guide, try it in your home, and spend 20 hours a week. Don't tell me you haven't got 20 hours a week. Stay out of the tavern for one Saturday night. Spend 20 hours. And then when you get the pink slip, you don't care. You just add 30 more hours to that, and you are a full-time entrepreneur. Think about that. It's called a backup plan. Today, even workers got to have a backup plan. Years ago, if you went to work for somebody, you didn't need a backup plan because you'd be there for 50 years. Today, the only worker that has a backup plan is a government worker. Try to fire one of them. But other people don't have that. They need a backup plan because you're going to get canned. And you're probably a good employee. It's just the company doesn't need you anymore. So you got a backup plan. Well, I've been doing this thing part-time for a year, and I kind of wanted to go full-time, but I needed somebody to kick me in the rear end. Well, they just did, didn't they? What are you going to do, go interview for another job, or are you just going to improve your part-time business? That's what I want people to think about before they spend $30. My college, you want to apply to that? We send you a manuscript, 250 pages, called the College of Small Business Development. It tells you everything you need to know. What courses you would take, more about me, why I'm qualified to teach it, and forget the qualifications. I get a big kick out of it. And believe me, I get that steak dinner from my book buyers, my trainees, my students, because they are amazed. They've tried, they've ordered through the mail, through the internet, how to do this, how to do it, junk, with no backup support. Absolute junk. They spent $100. They said, it cost me $30, and there's the plan. There's the step-by-step guide. And then I can spend $500, and the guy babysits me. And he gets mad. He says, let me come and show you how to get clients, because he wants to get rid of me. He wants me to be successful. That's what we do. I guess we got a few minutes left. Let me see what else I can talk about. My conspiracy theory books are kind of fun. I wrote a book and they're going to steal Texas. It's a political thing. It's really interesting. I wrote one about the totalitarian Republic of Moscow on the lakes, about Madison. I'm not going to get a Christmas card from the mayor this year. But I write what I think. And so far, I haven't been sued. I try to give everybody credit for their sources. I wrote another book about Madison, which isn't very complimentary. But I love Madison. I've been here all my life. I'm in my 60s. I raised my family here. I worked as an accountant for 30 years. Got bored as hell with that. And then I got into real estate, and that's where I made a little money. And now I want to make money in the book publishing company. But I don't want to just self-published. I want to get published by a big house. So that's why I wrote the Frank Lloyd Wright book, and am writing the Ronald Reagan book, and the one that's going to put me on the map, called The Phantom Don, the story of my father, who was a godfather in Madison, Wisconsin. That's another reason why I'm not going to get a Christmas card this year, when they read that one. But I don't care, because I don't like the way they do business. They're not, in my opinion, City of Madison is not really pro-business, like they say. They hassle landlords. I'm a landlord, I know. And it takes forever to get a permit to do anything. And they lose a lot of companies because they lost the computer gal in Verona. What's that name, the computer gal in Verona? They lost her. She wanted to be in Madison, but they jacked her around. She went to Verona, built a campus out there. You know, the one that sells...
Epic
sells medical software. Yeah, that could have been the Madison. But I got no problem with Madison. I love Madison. It's just I think the government is a little too far to the left. And they're not real... They're not the type of people that start businesses. No. So I write in fun. The totalitarian book is a fun book about Madison. The other one about my father is the truth. I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. My father was a gangster right here in your town. You denied it. Everybody did. Well, it's just the truth. And he's passed away, of course, so I can talk about it. It's gonna get me discovered by the big house. I'm already discovered as a publisher, but I want to be discovered like Stephen King. Stephen King had 6 novels before they published Carrie. And he said, Mr. King, you got any more books? Yeah, I got 5 of them in the basement. There was Salem's Lot, Pulitzer Prize. He had 2 Pulitzer Prizes sitting in the basement. They asked him if he had any other books. I mean, we're talking about discovery. We're talking about people out there, inventors, artists. I'm an artist. I write books. That's being artistic. It's hard to get discovered. A lot of it is the following the money. If you got money, it helps. But what you need is drive. Remember that third attribute? Without drive, you might as well be one of those 4 categories. Laid off, looking for work, upset, drinking too much beer, because you don't have no drive. Well, in business, you have to have drive, so you develop the drive. Guess what? If you've developed drive and patience and perseverance in your business, doesn't that cross over to your personal life, to your family relationships, to your relationships with your friends, you got the same attributes that you apply in your non-business activities. What does that all mean? It means you're a very successful person. People like you because you developed attributes. You had to do it to succeed in your business. You didn't do it for kicks because it's hard. But you do it by starting a business with your pajamas on in your bedroom, kitchen, basement, wherever, and making mistakes. And never making that mistake a second time. And figuring out why you made that mistake. And learning from mistakes. Every day in business, you learn from a mistake. But if you're going to sit there and say, I should have, would have done it, I should have, would have, forget that. There's, whatever you do, there's business out there. You have to offer personal service, some intelligence, and a desire to help people. That's another attribute. I got a whole list of attributes. You're going to get bored. How can I get all these attributes? Well, if you want to be successful, you do. I'm sorry. I'm not going to say it's easy. Of course it isn't easy. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But very few people are doing it. Today, I was listening on the radio to the statistics. I was surprised that Wisconsin has lost more businesses than startups. Now they're talking about more higher, bigger companies. I don't think they really know about the little guy that starts in his home. But that's a shame, because being in business for yourself is the best thing you can do to yourself. It gives you confidence. You become very proud of yourself. You start thinking logically instead of emotionally. And you put food on the table. Pretty soon you'll be taking 2 weeks off every month. Yeah, you don't believe it. All right. Bet me. I bet on the Super Bowl. I'll bet you. Yeah, you'll take a week off every month, not two. And you'll travel somewhere. Because you got a machine right out of your house working. You don't have to tell your employees. You don't have any employees. Later. That's all later. Fancy offices later. Make $4,000 a month right out of your kitchen. I know I sound like one of these guys on the internet. Fill out, you know, stuff envelopes or something. That's all garbage. You have to learn the business concept. Then you have to apply it. Then you have to make mistakes. Then you have to develop rebuttals. How to handle fastballs, curves, knuckleballs. There's an answer for everything. You answer it right, you get the client. You answer it wrong, you lost them. That's what you got to do. But it's easier than you think. And when you read the myths and misconceptions, you will see, I had no idea that self-employment was so doable. If that's the only thing that you walk away, that this might be possible by listening to this podcast, is my assumption that it is doable, then I'm glad you listened. And a lot of people aren't self-employment material, but I bet you got somebody you know that is. I bet you got a child that's struggling. So you copy off. You asked me to send you my 5-page chapter on the College of Small Business Development, and you stick them in that college and say, look, it's month to month. You pay it, because you got to get used to paying your own bills, because you're going to go into business. I'll pay the first month. You pay the next 11. You don't like it, take a walk. You don't owe the rest of the balance. That's the way the college works. Give him the 5 pages. He'll thank you. Stick him in the school and tell him, look, don't knock on my door no more. I don't want you living in my basement. I want to respect you for, not because you're just my son, because you took a risk. Now, speaking of risk, let me end with this. I have the statistician at the Capital Press. She likes to keep tabulations of things. Here are the figures. Our book readers, trainees, and students, there are three phases. One, if you just buy a text for $30 plus shipping, handling, and taxes, your success rate is estimated, according to our graduates, reading graduates, college graduates, and trainee graduates, is 50%. One out of two make it. And one out of two don't make it for whatever reason. There's lots of reasons. Maybe they're lazy. Maybe they didn't study that chapter on attributes and traits. Two, if you buy the book for $30 and then you buy a training program for $500, maybe two training programs for $500. On time, so much a month. If you don't like it, stop paying. We don't want your money. We want you to succeed. Of course we want your money, but that's not all we want. We want you to be a statistic. If you do that, 75% success rate. Now, this is tabulated from the people that call us, because she calls people and say, how you doing? Are you still in business? She said, are you kidding? I'm going to buy another concept. I'm going to do three concepts at one time. That's another thing. You can do foreclosure consulting and debt mediation together, because they go hand in hand. They got two businesses. So when one gets slow, the other one is pushing. I have some people do five of them at one time. They wear a lot of hats. They make a lot of money. They have fun. It's not about just making money. I keep talking about making money. But that's what people talk about when it comes to business. And you got to make money. You got to make it. You got to rationalize the reason you're doing it. You're not going to do it for free. You're going to work hard. You're going to get frustrated. Oh, my God, you're going to get frustrated. That's why you have a coach. The coach says, just calm down. Go to the casino for one night. And then we spend a day together on the road. And I'll show you how to get that client. I'll show you what you're doing wrong. Maybe it's just you're allowing yourself to be frustrated. And that will do it. That will knock you right out of business. Okay, number three. If you buy the self-employment guide for $30, do one or two training and coaching programs for $500 apiece, and graduate from the college for 9 months, what do you think the success rate is then? 95%. And we're proud of that. Now, maybe people BS us and say they're doing better than they are. No, we know who's doing well, because when I talk to them, when I talk to somebody who went into business a year ago, I say to myself, that guy talks different than he did when he first called me. You know why? Now he has confidence, resilience, drive. Now he's making $4,000 a month and he's not working. He's working less hard than in his job, because he mastered how to work smart, not hard. That's the key to self-employment. Work smart, not hard. Ask Mitch. He'll tell you. He's working hard right now, but he's going to be a big man in the syndication business. Thank you very much. 608-279-5257, Tommy Caputo.